Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something seriously useful for Jungle and Old School DNB. We're building a performance FX stack in Session View, then recording that performance into Arrangement View so it becomes a real transition tool, not just a pile of effects. The goal here is bigger than just making something sound cool. We want a controllable, musical FX chain that can react to the drums, create tension, and help you move between sections with style. In drum and bass, that means fast transitions, stutters, delay throws, reverb blooms, grit, and sharp contrast. That's the language. That's the vibe. So let's build this from the ground up in Ableton Live 12. First, decide whether you want this on a return track or an audio track. If you're sending multiple things into one shared effect chain, a return track is the cleanest choice. If you want to really print the performance and edit the audio later, use an audio track and resample it. For most people, I'd start with a return track called FX Stack. Now place the devices in a sensible order. Start with Auto Filter, then Saturator, then Echo, then Reverb, then Beat Repeat, then Utility, and finish with a Limiter. That order matters. We shape the tone first, add Dirt next, then Space, then Glitch, then Output Control and Safety at the end. Very classic, very practical. Let's talk about what each device is doing in the chain. Auto Filter is your tension builder. For Jungle and Old School DNB, a low-pass sweep is gold. You can use it to pull the energy down before a drop, and then open it back up at the exact right moment. If you're processing drums or a break, start with the cutoff fairly low and let it rise over the phrase. If you're processing high-end atmosphere or vocals, you can do the opposite and sweep the top end in a really musical way. Small moves matter here. Next is Saturator. This is where the chain starts to get attitude. A bit of drive, soft clip-on, and just enough color to give the FX stack some bite. This is important in Jungle because the sound should feel like it belongs to the drums. It should feel a little rough, a little dusty, a little pushed. Not pristine, not sterile. Then comes Echo. This is your dubby space and your rhythmic tail. Try sync-on. Use dotted values or simple quarter notes depending on the groove, and keep the feedback under control unless you want a big wash. On DNB material, low-end management is everything, so use the echo filter and cut the bottom out of the repeats. That keeps the groove clean while still giving you those tasty throws at the ends of phrases. After that, reverb. Keep it controlled. Jungle and DNB do not need giant washed-out reverb everywhere. They need dark, focused space that blooms at the right moments. Small to medium size, moderate decay, low cut on, high cut in a sensible place, and use it like a moment rather than a permanent state. Think atmosphere, not soup. Now beat repeat. This is where things get spicy. A short stutter right before a drop or at the end of a fill can sound massive. Use it sparingly so it feels like a deliberate event. If it's always on, it loses its power. But when you hit it on the last beat of a bar, especially with breakbeats or vocal chops, it can sound absolutely lethal. Utility comes next, and this is more important than people think. Utility is your final level and width control. You can narrow the image before the drop and then open it back up on impact. That contrast is huge in DNB. You can also use it to keep the low end focused and mono, where needed. This is one of those subtle moves that makes a drop feel bigger without adding any extra sounds. Finally, put limiter at the end so the whole stack doesn't clip when you start pushing saturation, feedback, or repeat effects. You do not want to destroy your master with a wild FX moment. Keep the ceiling sensible and let it catch peaks lightly. We want energy, not disaster. Once the chain is built, group it into an audio effect rack. Select the devices and hit Command or Control G. Now you've turned the chain into a performance instrument. This is where it becomes fun. Map your key moves to macros so you can perform the effects instead of clicking around like a robot. A really useful macro setup would be something like this. One macro for filter sweep, one for dirt, one for space, one for repeat, one for width, and one for output. That gives you a simple but powerful control layout. Open the filter, add grit, push delay and reverb, bring in the stutter, narrow or widen the stereo field, and manage the final level. Now the whole chain is playable. At this point, switch over to Session View and create a clip on your FX track. If you're using an audio clip, drag in a one-shot FX hit, a vocal stab, a noisy break fragment, or a little chopped sample. If you want the effect to loop, make sure the clip is looped. Open the clip envelopes, because this is where you can design a proper transition. A really solid 8-bar move for Jungle might go like this. In bars 1 and 2, keep the filter more closed and keep the delay subtle. In bars 3 and 4, slowly open the filter and introduce more saturation. In bars 5 and 6, start bringing in echo and reverb. In bar 7, hit beat repeat for a fill or a glitch burst. Then in bar 8, cut the lows, narrow the width, and stop the effects right before the drop. That gives you a clear arc, tension, smear, instability, and release. Now perform it. This is where the live energy comes in. Launch the clip in session view, and move your macros in real time. Open the filter over 4 to 8 bars. Push delay feedback at the end of phrases. Slam beat repeat on the last beat. Narrow the stereo feel just before the drop. If you've got drums or a bass line running alongside it, even better, because you'll immediately hear whether the FX is supporting the groove or fighting it. And that's the key idea here. The FX return should feel like part of the rhythm, not a separate layer floating above the track. In jungle, the effects should react to the drums. They should enhance the phrase, not blur it into mush. Once you've performed the move, record that session performance into arrangement view. Hit arrangement record, launch the clip, move the controls, and let live capture everything. This is huge, because now your live FX performance becomes arrangement material. It stops being a temporary idea and becomes part of the song. When you're in arrangement view, clean it up. Smooth out any weird jumps. Trim the automation so it lands cleanly on phrase boundaries. Make sure the delay tails don't clutter the bass entrance. If the FX is too long, shorten it. If the transition feels weak, sharpen the final movement. You're basically editing a live performance into a polished ENB arrangement. This is where thinking in phrases really matters. Work in 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar sections. DNB loves structure, even when it sounds wild. A filter move that slowly opens over 8 bars and then snaps off on the final beat will always feel more musical than random knob twiddling. A few advanced ideas can take this even further. 1. Use negative space. Don't be afraid to let the FX disappear for a moment before it re-enters. A short dropout or a sudden dry reset can hit harder than endless escalation. In jungle, that little vacuum right before the next phrase can be absolutely devastating in the best way. 2. Layer automation sources. You can use clip automation for the exact moves, track automation for the larger arc, and live macro performance for the human feel. That combination gives you control and spontaneity at the same time. 3. If this is on a return track, use the send level like a performance fader. Sometimes that's more musical than switching devices on and off. It lets you lean into the FX gradually and pull back just as smoothly. 4. Think about width as a weapon. Narrow before the drop, wide on the drop. It's one of the cleanest tricks in the book, and it works especially well in rolling jungle and DNB because the contrast feels immediate. Also, be careful with the common mistakes. Too much reverb can kill the drive. Delay on low-end material can muddy the mix fast. Beat repeat can become annoying if you overuse it. Flat automation feels lifeless. And if your return track clips, the whole thing falls apart. So keep an eye on levels, keep the low end under control, and always think about where the bass is coming back in. If you want to push the vibe darker, try adding frequency shifter before echo or reverb for some eerie movement. A little redux can also give the chain that old sampled, degraded feel. And if you're working with percussion, drum bus can add that extra crunch that makes the chain feel even more rooted in old school territory. Just use these tools tastefully. The point is tension, not chaos for its own sake. A really good practice exercise is to build a 4-bar transition. Bar 1, low pass the break. Bar 2, add saturation. Bar 3, introduce medium echo feedback. Bar 4, trigger beat repeat on the last beat, narrow the width, and then cut the FX right before the drop. If you can make that feel dark, tense, and rhythmically locked in, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this: don't treat FX as decoration. Treat them like arrangement tools. In DNB, the best effect moves are the ones that create tension at the right moment, support the drum phrasing, keep the low end clean, and make the drop feel bigger because of the contrast. Build the chain in session view, perform it like an instrument, record it into arrangement view, then tighten it into a proper jungle transition. That workflow is powerful, and once you start thinking this way, your FX will stop being random and start sounding intentional. All right, get that rack built. Move the knobs with confidence and make it nasty.